Town & Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain on Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Back at McLean Family Park, Pittsfield, as we move to the top of the fourth inning. Tri-Valley leading Tallahassee by a score of 7-0. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters here in this fourth for Tallahassee. The second baseman, Kevin Stanfield, leading things off. Called out on strikes, his first plate appearance. Stands close to the plate, pops it up, right side, foul territory. First baseman has room and will make the play. Navarez hauls it in foul territory. So one down and Penny will come to the plate. Michael Penny struck out in the second inning. First pitch in for a strike. On one to Penny. Merrick's waiting to bat next. That pitch misses low with a fastball from Nick Bronzini. Bronzini has been strong. He has struck out six. He got himself in trouble in the third inning with two outs. He walked the bases loaded. But then got a fly ball to end the inning. This one's hit to left field. Moving back on it and making the running catch is Gonzalez. Nice catch for the second out in this fourth inning. Tallahassee still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Merrick's at the plate, grounded out back in the second inning. First pitch he takes is a strike. 0-1 to Merrick's. Kirkham waiting to bat next. This one misses inside for ball one. It's 1-1 to Merrick's. Pitchers can go 95 pitches. Bronzini is into the 60s now. This is a swing and a miss by Merrick's. So the count's 1-2. Here comes that 1-2 delivery. Got that fastball up high. Tried to get Merrick's to chase it, and he didn't. So the count's 2-2. Seven nothing. Our score. Tri-Valley leads it. Here comes the 2-2 delivery. A swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 on the game for Nick Bronzini. So three down. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tri-Valley leads it 7-0 over Tallahassee. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Navarez leading things off. He's been on base twice and scored twice. A walk and a single. Next pitch misses inside. It's 1-1 now to Navarez. Lockwood and Salisbury will follow here in this fourth inning for Tri-Valley, California. They lead it 7-0.
Then we're back to work for a second inning of work.
This one's hit into the air into left field. Left fielder misses it. It's off of Merrick's, and round second is Navarez, and he will step into third. It's going to be a three-base error. It looked like it hit his glove and maybe hit his head or his shoulder. They're going to check on him and make sure he's okay, because it may have hit his head as it went off his glove. He's all right. He's good to go. It's a three-base error, though, by Merrick's in left field. Second error of the game by Tallahassee. And the third baseman, Luca Bevilacqua, will come to the plate. He's the cleanup hitter. First pitch is outside, ball one. So Navarez has been on base three times, a walk, a single, and a three-base error. Boy, good job by him not to just jog it out. He was running all the way and winds up at third. 2-0 the count now to Bevilacqua, with Salisbury waiting to bat next. Tri-County looking to add to their 7-run lead. This one's hit into the air into right field. Parzich over makes the catch. The runner at third tags, and the sacrifice fly will bring the run in. Navarez crosses the plate. Second RBI of the night for Bevilacqua. So one down, base is empty now. Tanner Salisbury, the right fielder, comes to the plate. Couple of singles, couple of RBIs, couple of stolen bases on the night. First pitch he sees is taken for a strike. He turned the shoulder and leaned in there trying to get hit, and he couldn't lean far enough. It's a strike to Tanner Salisbury. Bronzini waits to bat next. Fastball misses low and outside from Ethan Miller in his second inning of work now. Came in relief of Gellibert last inning. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he did not go. 2-1 the count. Miller set again. 2-1 delivery. Hit into the air, into left center field. Merrick's over the left fielder, and he will make the catch. Closed on that one quickly, showed his speed. So two down, and it brings Bronzini, the pitcher, to the plate. Although we're going to have a pinch hitter, Nick Putnam, will be the pinch hitter here for Bronzini.
Pinch hitter for Tri-Valley, California, number six, Nick Putnam. Bring up Nick Putnam, the pinch hitter.
So Putnam will be the pinch hitter here for Bronzini. Bronzini, RBI single last inning. He's also walked. He's been on base a couple of times, but they will hit for him here. Here's the first pitch Putnam sees. It's in for a strike. Going 1-1 to Putnam. Bases empty. One run in here in this fourth inning. Tri-Valley leading Tallahassee 8-0 now. Ground ball left side. Deep in the hole at short. McDonald comes up, fires across in time. Well, McDonald has shown off that arm several times tonight. That was deep in the hole. So, at the end of four, Tri-Valley, California, 8, Tallahassee, 0. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.